I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This guy said, hey, keep me anonymous, please, guys. I thought of turning to your show because I can't think of anyone else to talk to. Whether I am pleasuring myself or with my girl, sometimes I get the urge to release without even being hard. I will have to get to at least stage two, if you will, by visual stimulation or touch. I don't watch an excessive amount of porn, as I'm aware from your show this can cause some troubles. I was wondering if you've ever heard of this before.
Well, to me, I'm wondering if he just, that's like an extreme version of
premature.
That's what it seems like.
You know, like, I mean, he goes off without it.
Like the old wet dreams.
Nice. Yeah. Like old school wet dreams.
Awake wet dreams.
Jesus. In a wet
I have wet daydream.
Wet daydream.
Weren't you aroused in a wet dream?
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah.
Right? But I think so. he's got some kind of, he got something going on with his wieners, what he's got going on.
He definitely does. Yeah.
Now, I will say, I think that I've read that it is a separate thing. That generally, you know, the bone would trigger everything else to start going. But I believe mentally in your body, it is a separate, like you don't need one for the other type of thing. You don't need a boner to make it to go off. So
have you? I don't want to ask you that question.
What do you want to know about
no,
me?
No, I don't. I just was.
What do you want to know about my wiener?
Do you know anyone who's gone off without
Shabon?
Yeah.
No, I would assume that it's only dudes that can't get a Shabon. But
just beat the hell out of it until it.
I guess so. I don't know. Well, or maybe backdoor.
Oh God.
Backdoor stuff.
He said, I'm just wondering, either guys or gals listening to your show, if they have the mental drive kick in before their body reacts. Our bodies are so strange, and I'm still trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah, I don't know how we help this guy.
We are not urologists.
Figure it out.
No, we're not urologists. I'm sorry. I know we talk about dicks a lot, but we're not professionals. And I'm sure anyone who, you know, is a soft finisher, if you will, is not ready to call in and
but
share
also,
that.
I think he's just like even just hanging out with a girl or whatever, and maybe
he doesn't mention any you think he would say that.
Well, I don't think you have to when you say it was soft and it went off.
Like I don't think you have to be like,
that would be
I think
the gist
it's a little,
of my email, like this little, is horrible. I can't even before I even get hard, I'm done.
Yeah, it's not great.
The world's most premature man has emailed us.
Oh, the most.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Like I had a buddy that he'd have to really watch himself if he hit the dance floor with anybody.
Oh, if they grinded up against him, that even that was enough?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. So, but this is more than that. Because at least that guy, I assume, was becoming aroused. And then, you know what I mean? This guy's just sitting here.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Someone said, yeah, I've had that happen many times. If I'm trying to get one off quick, like if my girlfriend's coming home or something.
Okay, but he is stimulating it. I don't think this guy's stimulating it.
By visual stimulation or touch, he says.
Okay.
So sometimes he is and sometimes he isn't. Voice-changing technology, as Anonymous joins us. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Have you ever finished without being hard? I guess is the question.
Yeah. I have. Well, growing up, before I knew how to do it the right way, I would lay on my stomach and put my hands down there while soft, and I could usually get to the finale. It took me a long time to get to do it the regular way, but yes, I can confirm it is possible.
Yeah. I can understand it if you are doing stuff to it. I thought this guy was just...
his mattress? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, his hands. He was like laying on his mattress and put his hands down there and did whatever he does. I don't know what it is, but that's fine. I always assumed, okay, so say you're like a premature guy. Like it feels just way too good down there. And you get there before you're actually really stimulated. I could see, as long as you're touching it, it going off.
Someone said, I actually know about this, it's a mental condition, too much mental stimulation. Antidepressants can actually help with that.
Yeah. But because it's, you know, to me, just looking at a girl like she took her clothes off and then all of a sudden you were like, oh, man, I didn't even touch it or anything.
That's a different category.
That's
like not even premature. I don't know. Premature.
I know.
It's premature.
It's devastating, devastating, devastating.
I mean, like, obviously, I find you incredibly hot.
Yes,
I just went off because I saw your butt.
But guess what? I don't find
no, that. No, 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 no.
Joe Chuck loves the soft life. Lisa does not love the soft life.
Yeah.
No.
This just did.
Listen, give me another minute. Just give me another minute. Everything's going to be, oh, no, don't take your top off.
Hashtag anti-soft life. Yeah. No.
That's the bad side of soft life. Everything has a downside.
It's terrible.
Everything has a downside. There's pluses and there's minuses in this world.
No woman, unless they don't like sex, would like the soft life.
If you don't like sex, that's perfect. But.
No, like it's so crazy because, like, in a way, it's the ultimate in compliment.
No, it's
but it's not.
No, it's
but
not.
You know what I mean? But it's
no,
not.
It's not a compliment
but
anymore.
It's not.
It's
like the saddest thing ever, right?
It's like, what's wrong with you?
Like, plenty. I don't know.
Men that have this problem.
I emailed Dave and Chuck, and they couldn't help me.
I go to the doctor or something.
Oh, right
no,
to the doctor.
100% go to the
right
doctor.
To the doctor.
100% you should go speak to someone about it.
Yeah.
Because it really, I mean, although it does happen to some people, it shouldn't.
No.
You should be aroused and erect before you shoot off your cannon. The fact that it's just stage one or two and you're not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all. Anti-soft life is not a thing anyone wants. So go see a doctor, urologist, whatever, and let us know how it all works out. There is a Netflix show. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It's called Brand New Cherry Flavor.
No.
Mm-hmm. If this is what I think it is... Is there like a certain spot that you're supposed to go and watch and it's like the...
Some sex scene.
It's the weirdest, like, I think it's a straight sex scene.
It is, absolutely.
And it's just the weirdest thing. And...
This is a horror show.
Okay.
A filmmaker heads to Hollywood in the early 90s to make her movie, but tumbles down a hallucinatory rabbit hole of sex magic... Revenge and kittens.
Oh my god. You had to be on Sex and Magic.
Yeah.
But there's a sex scene in episode 4 that everyone's talking about. At least everyone that's seen it.
It's all on TikTok. Like, people have said, you want to see the most disturbing sex scene you've ever seen? That's not supposed to be.
Basically, this dude, I don't even know if you can call it a stoma. You know the hole in your side?
Yeah. Yes.
That you get for like a...
Colostomy bag.
It's just kind of... She has a full opening here. And that's
he
what she wants penetrated.
So she has.
And he goes.
He puts the fist?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yes. So that's what.
Crazy. That's what their thing is now, right? They just put, like, sexually shocking stuff in their shows to get people
talk about it.
Okay, so.
Here it
what
is.
What am I going to see here?
So
I don't
we can listen.
We listen?
Yeah, because it's not too.
Oh, no.
So you
no,
see?
No, no,
okay,
no.
You see?
Yep,
you see
I
the
see.
Opening?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. So right now he's gently placing his fingers there.
Oh, she likes it a lot, though.
Yep.
She likes it a lot. Oh boy.
Yeah, and he's in. And he's in.
Oh, boy.
I listen to this.
I don't think I can listen
okay,
to this.
Okay, I'll just.
Sex noises.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not sex.
But it's just. I mean, it's the same type
sounds,
of noises.
Though.
Oh, my God. What kind of.
Yes, look at it! His whole arm is in there!
So weird.
His whole arm is in her side!
I don't think you have any feeling.
Who watches brand new cherry flavor?
That's an odd
show.
So here's
your guts would be coming out.
How do you even think that up?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
He
to
does
write it
again.
In a script, I don't understand.
But then also, like, look at this. Like, he's pounding it with his arm, and she's loving it, obviously. And
right. But isn't he going to want to wash that hand real quick?
I don't understand this, dude.
Yeah. This
she's
is
like
horrifying.
She's a bite your face girl.
Is he actually? Are they doing the regular deed?
No,
now?
I don't think so.
Well,
yet. I mean,
he,
they haven't
so
taken their
just,
clothes off.
That's him. Just
I think they're
finishing.
Doing both. I think he's got
maybe
he got the both in there.
He's got his arm in his side and his dong. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. They never showed her remove anything. It just sort of. It may be implied.
Well, that's what I like. Is I wondered if he finale just from the sensation of having his arm inside of her,
or she was grinding him, but
because he definitely seems to finish.
Man, oh man,
he's got finish.
That's
piece.
An aggressive face bite.
I hope that's just some sort of a sexual hallucination she's having in the show. Because I feel weird now.
I feel weird now. Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest.
We made James feel weird.
You know, eventually he has to bang the thing.
I thought that's where it was going.
Oh, that's where I thought it
I
was.
I thought, because I just watched it this morning. I'm like, oh, God, what are we going to see? What are we going to see?
Can't wait till episode 5.
Oh, that's really disturbing.
Incredibly disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. There's no sexual feeling in there, right? Like,
no, there should not be. Like, you.
But for her, she seems to be very aroused by
apparently,
someone shoving a hand in her side.
Brand new cherry flavor.
Hmm. Man, they just keep making these shows, and they're like, "What can we do? What can we do?
How can we?
What if we have a? What if we have a hole in someone's side
and someone penetrates it?" Angela's in Canton. Hi, Angela. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a first-time caller. I love you guys.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you. So I have worked in the hospital for many years, and we get prostitutes in, and this is called the Sidecar Betty.
We have heard of that,
but generally that's this is bigger than a colostomy.
Yeah,
hole.
This isn't like a colostomy. It's almost like she has a gaping wound in her side where you can kind of like it's gross.
Yeah, no,
it's
like
not.
That's what I was trying to set up. It's kind of like a stoma, but way bigger.
Yeah, it's way bigger. It's like out of someone's
you
weird
can
nightmares.
See some of her organs.
Yes, I think those are organs.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But thanks, Angel. We've definitely, unfortunately, heard of people banging colostomy holes.
Yeah, because they get, like, all sorts of STDs in their holes.
No. Oh.
We know about all that.
It's big in prison. It's big with certain prostitutes.
Yeah.
This is just unlike anything you've ever seen.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Are you reading what they're telling you what,
you know what
it actually is?
Yeah. No. That's a cat vagina. Cats come out of there.
Oh, good Lord.
A witch put it on her. In the show.
If all these texts are true.
What?
That's where the kittens
on her side,
came from thing.
That's a cat. A witch put a cat vagina on the side of her.
So she is feeling pleasure because it's a...
It's horrible.
I guess. No. I don't know. And then kittens pop out of there.
Can I be honest? Like, what in the world? Whose brain did this come out of?
It was based off of a novel, so...
Yeah, but
from
even
1996, I know that. But I'm saying, like, that's where they got the idea to do the show from.
I know, but like, someone should really look into the person.
The person
who wrote,
the book, absolutely, yeah.
And like, Do I know it's a cat's vagina?
There's a horror show on Netflix.
Why?
Called Skins. It's subtitled in English, but it's a woman with an a-hole for a mouth and a mouth where her ass is.
Sounds like a South Park episode.
That's it. They've run out of ideas. They're just trying to do the craziest thing you can ever think of.
And we pay $19.99 a month for this.
For this.
Yeah. It keeps going up.
That's awesome.
And it keeps going up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to see what she looks like with a b-hole mouth.
Well, I don't know. Which one do you think it is?
Deformed, disfigured characters must find a way to deal with society shunning their differences. Skins, Netflix.
I hope it's the Laura character.
Mouth.
That's what I was going to guess.
Let's see the images here. There she is. Oh, my God. My she's goodness. Butthole face.
She has like a butt.
This
butt
is a real
chin.
Show?
This is a real. Either I think it's a movie.
It's a movie.
But it's all about deformed people, and this woman has been born with a butthole where her mouth should be and a mouth where her butthole should be.
Come give Mama some sugar.
Bad breath.
Jesus.
Wow. Which is... There was like a show on AMC, which is based off a comic book series about I think it was called Preacher, maybe? And one of the characters on that, I think, had a butthole mouth.
He shot himself in the head.
What he did?
Yeah.
It looked like a butthole.
Arseface.
Oh, so that's what they called him?
Old Arseface.
So, he definitely had a butthole mouth.
Well, if you want to see a guy put his whole arm inside a woman's side cat vagina.
Wow. It makes it even worse knowing now what it is.
Yep. Brand New Cherry Flavor is the show for you if you want to see a woman with a butthole for a mouth.
Skins.
Skins is the movie for you.
I like this new Dave and Chuck the Freak Netflix suggestion segment.
Oh, man.
The worst terrible. Netflix suggestions.
Yes. Terrible.
Absolutely nuts. But they're still getting their money, as Lisa said.
Oh, yeah.
Those crazy Canadians.
A 24-year-old Canadian man is facing charges after an incident at a Prince George, British Columbia ice cream parlor.
Okay.
Shortly before noon the other day, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police got a call.
We're out of maple walnuts. We're out of maple walnut, eh? It's like, get down here. Get down here quick.
Although that also is a national Canadian emergency.
Uh-huh.
This was a little different. An armed robbery in progress.
Ooh.
A lone male suspect.
Okay.
Brandished a knife.
Oh.
At the ice cream parlor worker, demanded one single ice cream cone.
That's what I want.
Let's not get carried away. Well, because I don't know if you know this, Lise, but if you steal a single cone, it's mischief. But if you steal a double cone, you go to jail for 25 years.
In the slammer.
Right to
the slammer.
That's all he wanted was one single ice cream cone.
Yeah.
A suspect was located walking down a nearby alley, still eating his ice cream.
I was going to say, he's got an ice cream cone.
He was arrested without incident. 24-year-old Shane Coolis of Prince George has been charged with robbery, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, and failure to comply with a probation order.
Yeah.
He remains in custody. He's going to be back in court in a couple of weeks.
It's really sad. Yeah,
Chuck, don't ever fall on hard times.
I hope not.
Ask don't for ever more fall. Than that if you do.
Yeah. I think I will ask first. I will explain my whole situation, and I will ask for a free one.
They'd probably give it to you
and
in Canada,
then before I brandish my Canada knife. Like, honestly, it's true. In Canada, right. You probably could be like,
give it to you up there.
Yeah. I think so. Pretty hard times, eh?
I love ice cream, eh?
I don't even need a cone, eh?
I mean, just
maybe put it
one
in a bowl.
Just one.
Could you spare a scoop? What about like 10 different tester scoops?
That's right, you just tired.
Can I
just try that? Maple walnut.
I'm going to try the Superman, eh?
That's how you do it,
Dave.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
Well, an old dude in Denver was apparently pissed that they wouldn't let him play pickleball on the basketball court.
I don't care where I am, I play it.
And he decided to take business into his own hands. He used a marker to make his own pickleball.
Oh, he made his own court?
Oh, wow.
With a
it's
marker.
It's clearly marked! This is a pickleball court!
He used a permanent marker.
Permanent marker.
Yeah.
Sharpie.
He's been arrested on a felony charge of criminal mischief for causing $10,000 in damage to a court at a Denver recreation center. 71-year-old Arslan Gurney was arrested for making 45 marks on the basketball court at the Central Park Rec Center with a permanent marker to identify the boundaries that should be used on a court for pickleball.
So this is like an indoor
basketball court,
that like wood floors.
He thought they should also have pickleball courts marked on it as well. Because they wouldn't do it, he did it himself. He came in one morning and asked the girl behind the desk for a permanent marker.
Do you have any markers?
She said, oh, sure.
Thanks.
Gave him one.
Getting some autographs.
Then he was spotted on security cameras marking the court with marker, as you can see here. A supervisor, I guess, tried to remove marker from the court with a solvent, but that also took the finish off the floor.
Yeah.
And now they say they've got to strip the whole floor and refinish it at a cost of over $10,000.
Big whoop!
The passion behind this pickleball.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
And listen, you need a net, right? Like, he doesn't have a net.
Maybe he's got his own.
I mean, maybe.
I guess they had met at the rec center. This guy set up a big meeting of other pickleball players to talk to them, to try and make them aware that they want pickleball to be able to be played there. But then they said, no, we're not going to add permanent lines on the court for pickleball.
Right.
So he decided to do it himself. He's now been suspended from every rec center in Denver.
Oh, my God. That's like banishment for an old person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You'll never... Every rec center... Might as well just kill me.
Yeah. Who knows what his next plan is.
And he could face 1 to 3 years in jail for criminal mischief.
Worth it.
As well.
You know, it
all
is...
to get his pickleball court.
It is funny, but like Stella plays volleyball, and on some of these volleyball courts, it's just clearly, usually it's a basketball court.
Yeah.
And then there's all these lines all over the place for all sorts of different sports.
Right.
So it's kind of funny that there isn't like a, at least a little.
Well, Denver is a state too where you'd have to play it inside most of the year, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So can't get indoor pickleball, they go months without it.
Open that up. Make a killing.
You'd probably make good money.
Oh, how loud is an indoor?
Oh my God, like deafening. Deafening.
Because that's a big complaint when it's outside. It's too loud.
Yeah.
So you put it indoors.
Well, we used to have to, when we were little kids, we would practice baseball inside of these gyms, and it was so loud. My God. Just so loud. You'd fall all over the place too, because the gyms would get like dusty, and if those floors get dusty at all, you slip and slide. All these old people would be breaking hips.
I was reading about a condo place in Florida where similar. They have a tennis court, and some old folks want them to put pickleball lines on
it.
But the tennis diehards voted it down.
So they
just went out in the middle of the night and taped it all out.
See what I mean?
The tennis players ripped it to shreds, and it's a big...
If you're a tennis player, though, you have to fight this tooth and nail, or you'll never get on the court again, right?
Yeah, a lot more people probably play pickleball.
Yeah, you'll never, ever see that court again.
They've got all that time.
Oh.
Before bingo.
Book it. Book the time. Make them all multi-use courts.
I don't even know if that's how tennis courts work. Like, a lot of tennis courts, I mean, the if it's a fancy place, but just most of it is just first come, first serve. What are you there? And you try and beat a 75-year-old senior who wants to play.
Your only chance is, like, after 4 p.m.
Exactly.
You may be able to play after 4 p.m.
A late-night game.
Outside of that,
you're right.
Oh, look who just showed up. We've been here for 4 hours already.
That's at 6 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been waiting for the sun to come up. Pickleball passion, it's fierce. It's unlike anything we've ever seen.
And I think Lisa's on to something.
It's just getting bigger and bigger. Yeah.
Indoor. You'll have to make the walls out of some kind of noise-canceling material.
Well, I mean, it's inside if it's all designated to that.
No, what I'm saying is just to even be in there, it might be so loud that it's like blowing out their ears. Yeah, or maybe they'll just turn down the hearing aids and they're fine. Yeah, thought of it.
That could be it. All right, another guy's protesting in a different way. It seems like decades since rock and roll has been at the front of a protest, but one man, he's bringing that back. His name is Lane Barton, and he's shredding on his guitar outside of a dentist office in California. Why? He says they are bad.
He's shredding as a protest.
He is protesting against the dentist's office by shredding his guitar out front to let people know that they suck. Here's the story.
I kind of like him, but...
KMPH-TV has the story here.
I just said, you know what? I'm going down there and I'm going to protest this practice because this is ridiculous.
An experience so bad only rock and roll could solve it. Merced man says he had such a bad experience at Western Dental, he decided to jam out in protest right outside their office.
A video of that performance has gone viral. Can you believe it's now been seen by more than 4 million people? As Fox 26 reporter Marie Ettinger explains, this wasn't just to get back at the orthodontist there. The man says he wanted to protect others from going through what he did.
Problems with this man's family and Western Dental have been going on for months. He says he couldn't get answers or his calls returned, so he finally decided to make some noise. Lane Barton has been playing guitar for about 15 years, but he never imagined he'd put that skill to use after months of headaches with his son's orthodontist in Merced.
The first appointment was really good. They got me in and out, but every single appointment after that has been over an hour, 2 hours late. I got there one time and they just totally lost his appointment. They would cancel your appointments and not call you, so you get down there, you waste your whole day.
Barton also says an orthodontist told him his 14-year-old son needed to have a tooth pulled down.
Got a surgery in Fresno, ordered by the orthodontist here. He got back. The orthodontist said, oh, it's wrong. He's got to have another one. And so we said, oh, well, okay. You know, I'm like, I don't know what else to do. We just went along with it. And we get down to Fresno and the surgeon says, no, it's correct. That's how it should be.
They got a second opinion from another orthodontist who also said he didn't need another surgery. Barton says he started calling Western Dental, trying to get some records.
Like a crazy
and basically
place.
Got ghosted. So Barton broke out his guitar. He says Western Dental finally called him back, but only after the video went viral.
They apologized to me and they said they would give me a full refund and he doesn't have to come in the office and they won't touch his braces. They can just carry on. But I kind of told them it's going to be a little bit more than that. I mean, if the braces that are on need to come off, they need to pay for that.
Barton says his advice is to take Google reviews with a grain of salt. He says reviews led him to choose that office. But when he got there, he says workers pressured him to post one before they'd even examined his son.
You feel like if you don't leave a good review, they're going to, like, maybe overcharge you or not do a good job.
You got your teeth.
It turns out this is actually the second time Barton has shredded on the guitar in protest. The last time was because he says a former boss was refusing to pay him, and he's 2 for 2 with that protest method. Last time he got his money. This time he says Western Dental has promised to do the same.
He has a lot of problems.
In Fresno.
I solve all my problems
with rock and roll, Lisa.
Well, I mean, at least he knows how.
Too happy to be protesting, in my opinion.
I'll be honest, though. If I had a business and outside of it was just a man shredding nonstop, I would try to wrap that up.
James, don't get any ideas.
His wheels are spinning. Oh, my God.
I'd have to fake the guitar protest.
Well, though, yeah.
That's what everyone does now.
It's either I'd have to fake it or I'd hire Al to play guitar. Then I'd get on the mic. And I'd come up with like a protest chant.
Yes.
Yeah.
No braces from this places. They're a bunch of disgraces.
It's already good.
Because you have a lot of problems with people.
I do.
Different businesses. So you could use this method.
I wonder.
I prefer Twitter, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Twitter's more effective.
Just blast them on Twitter. Yeah, because then they actually respond.
Yeah.
They'll send you a DM.
I don't have the energy to keep up with James's feuds.
That's true.
None of us do. That's
true. Drinking Red Bull, Al, quit being a bitch. We're going to protest this race. They overcharged me for my chicken nuggets. I want the world to know.
Yeah, Al.
Damn, why is Build-A-Bear on this list?
Build-A-Bear.
Well, Al, they didn't let me make my anatomically correct Build-A-Bear.
Right. Yeah.
My bear's got a wing, and I want the world to know. We're protesting my bear wing.
McDonald's play place wouldn't let him play in the balls.
Yeah.
I demand ball play at McDonald's.
I demand ball play. Al's fingers are just all shredded up and bloody from all the constant shredding.
I got Hulk fingers.
Yeah.
Put some mayonnaise on those fingertips, Al. Quit being a bitch. We got protesting to do.
Poor Al.
You got those little plastic nubs like the guy from Black Sabbath.
Tony Iommi.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend, Al? You got any big plans? You heading out?
Just hating my life, Dave.
We got a big protest plan this weekend, Dave.
Oh, do you guys again?
Yeah. You'll never believe what the car wash did to my vehicle.
Oh, no.
They charged me for waxes and they didn't wax.
Non-stop guitar protests.
Oh, well.
Honestly, it's worked for him twice. Listen, and I get it. You would not want that. Any normal business would be like, okay, we got to shut this guy up. What does he need?
Now he's made it to the news. You don't want to go to this place to get your teeth done.
No. And honestly,
it
at least
like a
he
rough
can
place to get your teeth done.
It does.
Yeah.
But I think he just looks too happy while he's rocking. I don't think people are like, that guy's mad.
That's true. What really lets you know that he's mad is his homemade sign.
Mm-hmm. That says Western Dental sucks,
you know.
Yeah.
It brings you in with the rock and then delivers his message as he's one-handed.
It looks like he's promoting the business, kind of.
In a weird way.
Oh, I guess if you didn't see the sign, you would think he was trying to draw you in with his rock.
Maybe I'm too radio messed up.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're in front of a business, you're promoting it.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of, like, rock protests.
I like
ever.
The method.
I mean,
no, you don't. It's been a long time since we've, you know, seen them make headlines. But it looks like it would work.
If
you want people to pay attention to you, start shredding outside the business. They will see what's wrong and try and make it better.
And Al and I appreciate everyone's support. So if you see us outside shredding a local establishment, beep a horn.
Yeah.
Beep a horn and then leave that establishment a negative review.
Yeah.
And send help.
Yeah, and send help for Al. Send help for Al. He just wants to be home eating oatmeal watching MASH.
Yeah.
Let him be.
He's so busy now.
Let him be.
There's so many Taco Bells on the list.
Yes, there's only one that I'm not going to protest.
Yeah, there's...
Everybody else gets a protest!
Yeah. There's definitely one that's protested.
So, we talked about catfishing on the show many times through the years, but this is one with a big twist. A woman in Florida was catfished and threatened by a fake Instagram account with a fake picture. But then the real guy in the photo actually connected with her, and now they're dating.
Hmm.
She's dating the photo someone used to catfish her. She's actually with that guy.
Oh, wow. Maybe.
Well,
unless she's also being double catfish.
Got both.
Yeah.
Here's the story of how this all worked out from News 6 in Orlando.
All of a sudden, it was really starting to become, like, really heavy. You know, I love you. I want to marry you.
She says it went from light conversation to romantic sweet talk in just about a week.
I immediately knew something was wrong.
Nicole Hayden tells News 6 her Instagram suitor used a stolen photograph and called himself Marcus, a marine engineer who openly admitted, I'm not for everyone, but I'm okay with that.
I basically cut off the conversation.
What happened? These texts show Marcus went from romantic to gangster after Nicole blocked him on Instagram.
They found me on WhatsApp about a month later.
He was threatening to post a photoshopped nude photograph of Nicole unless she paid him $6,500.
And started threatening me and threatening, you know, that they were going to find me and they were going to find my kids.
She never relented. But then,
a couple weeks later, Alex showed up as a suggested user.
The man in the very photographs used by the imposters popped up as a suggested user on Nicole's Instagram account.
When I started messaging with Alex and he said, can we video chat? I was like, okay, this guy's making sure that I'm actually not a catfisher.
My name is Alessandro Cinquini. And I'm a 27-year-old guy. I born in Italy and recently moved to Miami.
Alessandro Cinquini, a.k.a. Alex the Officer, is a longtime employee of Carnival Cruise Lines.
Oh, I thought he was in the military.
Me too.
I thought he was in the military.
I know.
Italian guy with bad accent.
He works on a cruise ship.
Yes, the uniforms he has on are not military.
I was so excited.
I know you were.
It said Alex the Officer. He's from Italy. Lisa was breathless.
A first officer on a cruise ship.
Hey, welcome aboard, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Can I get you a pina colada?
Can I interest you in free drinks?
I love talking to you online. Now, welcome to the cruise.
Oh, man, it really took a hit there, didn't it, Lisa?
There we go, it did.
Lisa just got catfished in a news story.
Lisa, work on Lisa.
They made him look super successful. He had the, he was sitting in front of a bunch of computers.
Yes. Guy's got money.
Oh my God, he's in the Navy, and he's a businessman.
That's
he's
what it looked
Italy.
Like. Honestly.
Jesus, sign me up.
Nope, he just has an incredible amount of time to work out on the cruise ship.
It's Lambo, Lisa. Welcome aboard. Hello.
It is the Lambo.
Yes.
They waited in the story for that bomb.
That's
the
a
cruise
giant
ship.
And you know what? I'll be honest. They're just breezing past it because they know it's a story killer. It's a story killer.
They showed all these pictures of him with basically, and then boom.
Well, and I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, okay, so this is like another one of those. They find a military officer, they steal his identity, they put it all out there. He works at a cruise ship.
I'm a victim of this.
Yeah, Lisa feels catfished.
The first ever news catfish on our show.
All right, let's back up a bit to the story here.
Let's just play that again. Like, kind of go back.
WhatsApp,
I just want to see.
You want to see the pictures?
Now knowing what I know.
The photoshopped nude photograph of Nicole.
That's our. It's
unless she paid him
$6,500. And started threatening me and threatening, you know, that they were going to find me and they were going to find my kids.
She never relented. But then,
a couple weeks later, Alex showed up as a suggested user.
The man in the very photograph used by the imposters popped up as a suggested user on Nicole's Instagram account.
When I started messaging with Alex and he said, can we video chat? I was like, okay, this guy's making sure that I'm actually not a catfisher.
My name is Alessandro Cinquini.
Right here, she was
I'm a 27-year-old guy. I born in Italy and recently moved to Miami.
That's a first officer's
quiz.
Is a long-time employee of Carnival Cruise Line.
Long time.
What?
Boom. I've worked on cruise ships.
According to women from the U.S. to Peru, a face used by hundreds of social media dating imposters worldwide.
Sorry, so Nicole was the first person that I was able to meet through, you know, a catfishing story.
In a Hollywood-esque storyline, Alessandro and Nicole actually connected on Instagram.
That's where they're on right now.
They've been dating since January.
They're about to go on a cruise.
I don't know, there's like just this attraction, like you're just drawn to somebody.
The couple tells News 6 they're going public to warn women his photograph is just one being used in romance plots that have nothing to do with love.
The main goal is to make money out of them. We're talking about thousands of dollars.
You have to trust your gut and listen to those red flags and don't send anybody money because anybody can hide behind the screen.
Stolen photographs have become the trademark of these romance imposters. Think about it. If you haven't heard the voice, if you haven't seen the face, it has nothing to do with love.
and all about your money. Protect yourself. Mike Hofeld, Getting Results, News 6.
Oh, man, that whole marine engineer, which is what they claimed he was. And then to see him on.
Marine engineer, yeah.
That was
mean.
I know, it's so bad. I'm sorry, Lisa.
The only way
I'm
we so, can see I'm each so other sorry. Is if you come on the Carnival Cruise.
What?
I'm setting sail Sunday.
Lisa, I it turns out
what
Lisa.
What do you do on there?
I'm a first officer. Yeah, I say which, hello.
I guess, by the way, is like big bucks. That's like one, just one down from captain.
Oh, really? Okay, so oh, he's right. been like on he's there for a long time.
Like he's not in charge of the baggage or anything.
But he doesn't
like,
get to drive the boat.
Not
or...
quite yet. Maybe when the captain's busy.
I don't know.
What do they do?
I don't know if he's even a first officer. We're not sure. I just that, made well, that
that's
up.
What people are saying that he was a first officer. I don't know.
I thought I just pulled that out of my
oh,
butt.
Oh, you said that.
I said that,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
Because he just calls himself the officer.
Oh, veteran officer with
so,
Carnival
like, that
cruise.
Doesn't mean... Yeah, I mean, that could mean anything. That could be a glorified be greeter.
Officer in charge of the baggage.
Yeah,
I don't
officer
know.
Could just be the term they call their employees.
Yes. Oh, man.
Reminds me of that one Italian that crashed that boat, that ship.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because he was too busy hitting up on a chick.
Yeah.
Seems like this guy.
Totally.
Oh, wow.
It's wow. a real, I mean, I guess if you know what a Navy uniform looks like, you're like, that doesn't really,
that
but it's enough
I
to,
at it better.
The guy's in great shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the pics work, obviously, on girls.
Well, did you see how many profiles have been set up with his pictures?
Yeah.
He has quite a lot of followers himself.
Well, yeah, once I find out.
Well, look, you were all in for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly. You found out this guy.
You were like, follow. What's the
follow.
What's the username on that, Dave? Be positive.
Say, it popped up on my Instagram just now. That said, Lisa Way follows.
Yeah.
Just going to unfollow in a minute.
Yeah.
Someone said it was like Lisa just found out David Blaine's magic isn't real.
Yeah.
It was a twist we weren't expecting.
Oh, Lisa was not ready.
It seemed
ready
like this woman, like, oh, she hit the jackpot with
that's
this.
That's what it
but
seemed
then
like.
They said the cruise thing.
Someone said he's the towel swan officer.
This is no good. Make the swan better. You guys suck at these. Yeah. Let me show you. There we go. Let me show you how I fold the toilet paper. God,
Lisa, you come home, he's done 7 towel swans.
Oh, oh every time Lord. She comes home.
Stop. Like, not another towel swan.
I made a Douglas's towel into a towel swan. You can wipe his paws.
Oh, man. Well, that...
It was a big hit.
Never should have happened. The person's picture she was catfished with never should have actually...
I don't think that relationship will last, though.
Yeah, you never know.
I think it's probably just for fun right now.
When he's at sea with all the cruise chicks.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
He's having fun.
Right, unless she's on every cruise with him.
Yeah, he's wearing, you know, a cruise uniform that's at least one size too small.
He likes it tight.
He loves it tight. He wants it tight.
I can barely breathe.
Yeah. Like, does this come in extra small?
If you want to see these people, by the way, go check out the story up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You'll see this guy. You'll see this girl. She's that's cute, too, definitely.
Yeah, she's pretty.
But whether it's long-term success...
I mean, that's I think she's going to get a lot of cruises out of this, but...
She might.
About it.
We're going to get a sweet Carnival
discount. And I swear,
discount.
Like, the picture that they have of them walking together, it seems like it's inside of one of those areas where a cruise ship would dock.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Yeah, that's it. It was 100%
it's
there.
All cruise life. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it. She's living the cruise life now.
Wouldn't be your
no,
best life.
No, it's not Lisa's cup of tea.
I'm at the buffet again. This is great.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
A guy in Scotland named Gregor Stewart is currently dealing with some buyer's remorse. 4 years ago, he bought a ventriloquist doll from a dealer in California. And wouldn't you know it, the doll is haunted.
Oh, no.
They all are.
Yes. When you see this thing, I'm going to show you a picture of it. Instantly, I think it's haunted.
Yeah, like, oh,
hello?
Come on, you can't buy that. You can't buy that.
The doll's mouth, he says, opens and closes by itself, even though the mechanism is broken.
I always thought that form of entertainment was very strange.
Ventriloquism?
It is.
It's a weird one.
Oh, look like at this jaw thing. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, right. You can't have this thing inside.
I think back in the day when people were like, there
before
were big time.
TV.
Yeah, people were like, that is entertainment. Oh, my God. An ancient cat. The guy has a doll. And he puts a hand up in there and then he makes it talk.
Right, because who were the biggest stars of the ventriloquist
world? Well, it's
world?
That one guy that.
Now, like, there's a current one, but what's the
Jeff,
old school?
Jeff Dunham is the current guy. Is that him?
Yeah. That's the guy that.
That's the current
Vegas.
One.
Yeah.
Howdy Doody?
Oh. Was Howdy Doody a.
Oh, maybe Howdy wasn't Howdy Doody a ventriloquist dummy?
Maybe.
I think he might have been just a puppet.
Oh, okay.
Like the guy who has the thing sit on his lap and talk.
Howdy Doody was a marionette.
Yeah, he's like a puppet, right?
So he didn't have his hand up.
Of all time.
Of all time. Let's see. So oh, Dunham's on there, of course. I thought there was... Oh, I don't know. I guess no real famous.
I have no idea. No real I'm still questioning famous. The fact that this was entertainment, or I guess it is.
So I think he's got to be the most successful one. That dude made a lot of money. I think he got a Vegas residency.
Which in itself is insane. If you're paying to see a man shove his hand up a doll's ass and speak.
Yeah.
Look
to
at
himself.
Your life. Look at your life. So anyway, back to the story here. So Gregor in Scotland.
Yes.
He has had enough. He's freaked out. And now he's trying to get rid of this thing. He's trying to sell it. He wants it to be to someone as far away as possible.
I don't think it's going to matter. This thing's going to stay with him.
He's even, as he tries to sell it, been seeking out help from a paranormal research service. They say the doll is identifying as Uncle Herb.
Uncle Herb.
And it seems Uncle Herb's spirit is frustrated and doesn't plan to leave anytime soon.
Uncle Herb.
So the ball's in his court here. He says he has to get this thing and the spirits behind it out of his house before anything really bad happens. Look at that. Never. First of all, a man buying a ventriloquist doll in itself is bizarre.
Yeah, you have to question that.
So the only thing I can think of is that for whatever reason, he's into like the history of this. Right? Because doesn't that thing seem to be from, I don't know, what year
like
that
the
thing
20s
would have
or
been
30s.
Made, but it's ancient, right?
So I mean, you think he has a collection?
Why else would you buy it? Why else would you buy it? Unless you had some kind of weird doll collection. It makes no sense. The thing is a terrible looking doll.
Yeah.
I hope it don't upset him.
Into it.
He has to be.
Yeah, you would think. I don't know why you have it. But of course it's going to haunt you, for God's sakes. I have no pity for the man.
No. I don't understand how this thing's jaw works.
Well, he says it's broken.
I know.
So, but it still opens and closes by itself.
I don't like it.
I'd run so fast out of that house.
I don't like it.
And never return. Here's something. You know, every day we hear about people paying to watch chicks do blank. You know, all sorts of different things you never imagine. Well, this is something I never imagined because I don't see the sexual aspect of it. But a woman... on FanView, which is like another OnlyFans.
Okay.
She's making tens of thousands of dollars by letting her fans watch her take COVID tests.
So it's just shoving stuff up her nose, huh?
Kitty is her name. She has thousands of subscribers, and many of them just love to watch her take a COVID test and put a cotton swab up her nose. She says she's a sweet woman. She appreciates her loyal fan base, and she's just happy to give people what they want.
Yeah, I mean, I guess guys will just watch a pretty girl do almost anything.
But what is it? Just is it the act of piercing her nostril?
It's
got to
be for some
aroused?
Of them. For some of them, it's like somehow they're equating that with intimacy.
They're into nasal penetration.
You're not?
No.
Okay.
Because
good to know,
snot's up there and mucus.
I just wonder what else she's doing. Like this is part of
Instagram.
What she's doing. This is part.
300,000 followers. That's a lot.
And not everybody's asking her to do the COVID test the traditional way. Some are requesting
vaginal?
Other areas being swabbed.
Oh
wow!
And does she do it or no?
Oh yeah. I mean, according to what she says.
Well, that's how she's getting them to watch.
Well, okay. I was going to say, I mean, that is a COVID test I'd walk.
That, can you? Can they test you that way?
I mean, you know.
You don't know if the results are going to be accurate, but it's
she's
show.
Doing a lot more than just COVID.
Yeah, that's
but that's her it's niche she's found right now.
I think she's got a couple niches.
Well, oh, wow. She put an iPhone right in her ass.
Yep, and it can hold it.
Oh, I thought I was the only one who could do that.
It's better when you do it.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, this girl is, I mean, she's built for Instagram. You know what I mean?
Okay, here's the question. Let's just say they are into the COVID test. That's what they're there
for.
Is it like the big finishing move? Is it if it comes back positive?
Oh,
if it's
I
like
think
negative,
that would be,
it's like, oh, boner down. But positive, you're like, oh!
Yeah, it'd be like Fort, or not Fort Knox. What's that big geyser? Yellowstone.
Name. Old Faithful.
Old Faithful, yeah.
She's very attractive.
Yeah, I mean, she's got that, like, look. It's like the super skinny, big butt.
She's not
boobs.
Hot enough just to watch her do the nasal swab, though.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd watch her. If she's topless doing it, I'd give it a view. Yes. I wouldn't pay for it.
No.
Yeah, it's not, you're not going to pay for it.
Go click on her fan view right there and see if anything... I'll turn it off just in case, but yeah, like I feel like I know what I'm going to get there, and it might be worth. It's your new sex addict gamer girlfriend, is what she. Oh, yeah, you got to sign up.
Got to sign up.
Sign up, Dave.
Sorry, I thought I'd get
no
a freebie.
Free previews.
Yeah,
the freebie is 4 seconds of her licking her lip. Really? You got to give me more than that. Come on, like, make me want to subscribe. That's not going to do it alone.
Right.
I took an idea for Dave for another job. He could be like a content negotiator. Like, he comes in, he goes to the OnlyFans sites for you, he demands more freebies and negotiates the rates.
He's like, come on, $7.69 a month?
No.
For that?
Not gonna
I don't even know what I'm getting yet.
I'm going to need you to free him up.
You're enticing my client here with 4 seconds of licking your lips. Let's see those nipples, lady.
Not enough.
Yeah.
He's not going to subscribe. It's for $7.99? No way.
Here's my offer. A white, wet t-shirt.
Two nips.
You're not really naked.
Two nips, one b-hole. My final offer. There you go.
I'm going to offer her two lips and one b-hole, but we all know that I'll take the two nips. I don't really need to be. I'm
going
to have to go over and then.
Get in there high.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be doing God's work, I think. All right, well, speaking of that, people that are getting turned on by watching COVID tests, has this show ever unlocked a fetish for you that you never thought of? We keep getting emails like this, and that's the reason I bring it up. People who say they were listening to the show, they heard us talk about something they haven't heard of before, and looked it up online, and then got into it.
Yeah, be careful what you look
up. So, two particular stories I'm going to tell you about in a second, but if you have a story you want to share with us, has our show unlocked a fetish for you? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. We did have that female listener that emailed us a couple of weeks ago. We talked about a guy who was making homemade grope boxes.
Yes,
right?
Like a look like a coffin that you got
that
inside.
And then people could reach in and grope you.
Yes.
Well, we had a listener, a female listener, reach out to us and say, oh, my God, I never knew I was into that until you guys talked about it.
Yep.
And that's what she wants now. She wants to get her own grope box so she can lie in there
and just be
and
touched.
Strangers can feel her all over.
God, just to think of what those strangers would look like.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What are those hands attached to?
Oh, my God.
But in her head,
yes,
it turns
great.
Her
it's
on.
Great.
Yep. And we've unlocked that for her. She never knew of that being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, someone said, I was listening to your show a while back, and you guys were talking about this woman unlocking her fetish.
Yeah.
And I want to know if you've done this for other people, because you've done it for me. I'm a gay man, and I've always been into trying new things.
Yeah.
Well, when you guys mentioned sounding.
Oh, boy.
A few weeks ago, I thought, I got to try that.
Oh. Wow.
It really did, shouldn't.
I don't know. We didn't really present it in a fun
way. Yeah, I think it's very dangerous.
We never presented it in a fun way.
But still, even then, even when we're talking crap about it, it still puts it into people's heads.
Curiosity killed the cat,
right?
You know?
Well, why are they doing it?
Yeah.
He said it did take some getting used to, but damn if it wasn't one of the most amazing orgasms I've ever had.
See, we did talk about, someone texted in, I think, and was talking about like scratching their prostate from the inside or something like that. And to me, not that that was selling it, but if you're on the fence about it, you're like, oh, okay, that's what it does. For me, I never knew what it did. You know, I thought if you wanted to go after the prostate, you went in the backside. I didn't realize you could put something down the front and then gain access to good times. I thought it was a pain thing only. But we did unlock something. We allowed people to know, no, there is some weird pleasure down
there. There absolutely is. Yeah, so as he said, the most amazing orgasm he's ever had. Yeah. He said, there's no way I would have even thought about this if it wasn't for your show.
Man.
So what fetish has this show unlocked for you? This guy said, after hearing you guys talk about hot wifing, I now love to have another hung stud and myself pleasure my wife.
Oh, sorry. Just apologize.
He loves it, though.
I know he does.
You're saying sorry, but he's enjoying it.
There was a time he didn't know, you know? And now there's just
now he's putting out ads looking for hung studs.
Wow.
Someone else said pegging and all the backside pleasures.
That's what I would have thought would be our number one.
I really knew about it before you guys, but I was never really interested until hearing about it on your show.
Yeah.
We've probably converted a lot of people into backdoor lovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I want to take credit for that. I don't want that on my business cards or anything, but
it's a truth though, Dave. Own it.
Simple facts.
Own it.
It comes up. Someone else said you guys got me into rub and tugs and escorts. So thank you.
Oh, wow. I mean, I feel really bad about some of this.
Some of them make me feel bad.
Yeah.
I never thought of that when I was thinking about it this morning. But
you can't. Honestly, you can't. You can't think about, like, oh, I'm going to talk about this rub and tug story, and that's going to lead, like, five guys out there.
Addicted to rub and tugs because of us?
You can't.
But it's their choice, I guess, their life.
It is.
Yeah. No gun at their head. Me saying, exactly. Get in there and get rubbed.
Yeah. You're not the Marilyn Manson, Ozzy Osbourne of music, making people do stuff. You know what I mean?
This guy says, you are bastards because you did unlock butt plugs for me.
See?
Which I think most men would never, ever consider.
I know, but it's a big step between me, like, listening to you do a news story about a butt plug.
Getting stuck.
And then, like, you know what? I got to jump on Amazon right now and then buy it and then put it in. There's a leap that has to take place. Yeah.
I think you've got to be into that. You don't go from nothing to butt plug. I think you've got to be into backdoor stuff first. And
I think you could go from zero to butt plug.
Wow.
I do. I think it's possible. It's scary, but it's possible.
I know some people that emailed us after that trucker called in that said he rides around in his truck all day with one in.
Mm-hmm.
That they decided they'd give it a whirl.
A lot of bouncing.
I'll take a restaurant recommendation.
Sure.
You know, that's a great Oreo that's new. Yeah.
Well, it's those are
things
to
I'll listen
own.
To.
Yeah. That's how it works, Dave.
But butt plug trucking, doesn't seem like it's going to be a part of my life.
No.
Until I heard you guys talk about guys liking the Rick James.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I would never do it. But after hearing it on the show, I finally thought, I'm going to give it a shot. Oh, she says, I now love it.
Oh.
And my husband does too.
Well,
the couple that Rick James together stays together, I guess.
I'll be honest. I mean, the difference to me between the female RJ and the male RJ is such a, it's like the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
it's the like, Grand
to me,
Canyon.
It's like it's either I'm going
craziest. It's like
I'm going to vacation in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to
Port Huron. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's one's full of rainbows and waterfalls.
Yes.
And the other is rednecks and moonshine.
Yeah. Mine's like the planet Venus. Just breathing the air could kill you. Sulfuric acid, rain.
Let's go to Sammy D, who's with us. We're talking about the fetish that our show has unlocked for you. What is it for you?
How's she going, eh?
Oh, how's she going, eh?
So, it's actually foot jobs now that I'm into. I started watching the foot porn online.
Oh, yeah.
And spending damn near half my paycheck every week now down at the peeler getting foot jobs. And it actually just cost me my jobs about a month ago.
Oh, no. They caught you somehow? 30
seconds for a story. Yeah, so the old company I worked at, they had GPSs in all their vans, right? So
yeah.
I go to lunch break one time to a peeler here in Windsor, greasy one, and boss checks the GPS, finds out where I'm at, drives over. He walks in, he goes, the guy come in here with construction gear? He goes, oh, he's over there in the VIP booth. He goes over, pants down to my ankles, getting a foot job from my Lexus. Fired on the spot.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about strippers will do anything these days. How much does a stripper FJ foot job cost?
Well, it all depends what time of the day you go, really. If you go for the afternoon shift, you can get a little deal.
Yeah.
But you're looking around 60 to 80 bucks, 100, over 100 at nighttime when the good girls are there.
So 60 to 80 Canadian at lunch.
Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of these per week do you need to be satisfied, do you think?
Oh, I mean, depends how busy the day's looking, the schedule, but usually I'm there at least three times a week. On the weekends, you know, I'm there pretty much all day.
All right.
Yeah.
All the best, dude.
I get it.
Opened and fetish destroyed his life. Hey, we didn't make him do anything.
No.
We didn't tell anyone to try it. That's your decision.
No. I do think that is one of those weird, there's rehab for anything, but I do think that's one of those things where it's surprisingly easy to obtain, obviously, by going to the right strip joint.
Right. Like the place we went for the lunchtime strip club,
I'm pretty sure they
would have done that, no doubt.
That's one of them.
I saw her b-hole. I'd never want to see her feet.
I know. I mean, I can't.
Feet can be rough.
I can't.
Her backside was so hairy, so you imagine what the feet look like.
Yeah, dirty.
I don't want no Fred Flintstone feet touching my dong.
No.
Oh, God, this one I'm sorry about. You bastards unlocked diaper play for my wife.
Oh, God.
For my wife.
No.
No. She likes to wear it.
Yeah.
She duties.
Mm-hmm. That's a game changer for me.
Oh, I'm out.
Like, I can't even imagine thinking someone is the love of my life.
And
then they listen
themselves to
a radio show. And they're like, you come home and they're in a diaper.
No. Peace.
Dave and Chuck said it was cool.
Bye-bye. Not really.
And we've never said it was cool.
No, we've never said it. We've actually spoken out against it. Strongly.
Yep.
Not really a fetish, but your conversation about the cake stroker at Walmart did get me to buy one after some investigation, and holy moly, good times ahead.
Huh.
That's the one where the old guy went into Walmart, right?
Yeah.
And the listener.
Oh, yes.
He asked a female listener about it.
Where it was.
And we thought, well, they can't sell that.
And they did.
And they did.
Yeah.
Man, people have been looking for it a lot. It comes right up, and not just on my computer. So this is so that must be a dude, right? It's a double-sided male toy.
Yeah. It looked like the Kong.
That's right.
Give to your dog.
I don't get it, but that guy said it's holy moly.
Yeah. Well, if you've gone from
holy moly.
Yeah, like if you've gone from just your hand to any, I think if you step up to anything, it's like a mind-blowing situation. Like you didn't even think to do something like this.
Someone else said, you guys got me into BDSM. I'm actually surprising my husband with a new outfit this weekend. He has no idea.
I just wonder what she means. Like, is she like a dominatrix? Like, she's beating his ass?
Well, if she's getting a new outfit, then I would think so.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But obviously, he is into it as it continues.
Yeah.
Hubby's into a spanking surprise.
Yeah.
In for a spanking surprise.
He loves his nip.
But that stuff I don't mind. That stuff kind of makes me happy. We've just spiced up their lives.
We haven't destroyed their lives.
Right.
No. We've just opened a new little venue for them to explore.
Yeah, the guy that has to use so much of his money to get foot jobs.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Then we've done bad.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Then we've done bad.
That was no good.
Someone said, it's horrible, but you bastards got me deep into Red Lobster biscuits.
Well, that we can do.
I mean, we can.
Unless you eat so much that you...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're doing with those biscuits, and I don't want to know.
I don't.
Sometimes just the thought of a Red Lobster biscuit can get me aroused.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought of the part of Anima when he's like, see you down in Arizona Bay, but it's see you down in Cheddar Bay. So that was just going on in there.
Yeah.
Someone said, please stop saying foot jobs are weird. They're not weird.
No, obtaining them from a stripper for money in a back room with your pants fully down.
Right.
That's weird.
And you're the most Canadian construction worker ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Ever.
How's she going, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, Alexis?
Yeah, like, I mean, come on. Foot jobs are what it is. I mean, people are into it. But, losing your job over stuff, that sucks.
The thing is, it's on you at the end of the day. Always keep that in mind. We may just talk about things that we're discovering ourselves, but if you decide to try it and you unlock something.
Well, and I don't know how many times we've said it, but it's like anytime you risk looking something up, checking something out, like your brain has got a little tickle to try to just look up something. Sometimes if you go ahead with that, it becomes your thing. It's a real dangerous
game. Absolutely. Again, that's what I'm saying. It's on you. If you hear something that intrigues you and you delve into it, on you. And I'm surprised it took this long, but someone said, after hearing about it on your show, pegging has been a game changer for me, finale-wise.
That's an ultimate upgrade to me. One of the most ultimate upgrades.
Sounding.
I think sounding, just because.
You'd go sounding.
Oh, I'd go sounding before I got pegged. Yeah, 100%.
If you think through the process, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the most extreme.
You can shove
upgrade.
Something in there before you can shove something back there.
Like, okay, I know this is crazy, but I'd rather become like a hot wife guy.
And you'd rather have another homestead in the bedroom with you.
And there's no part of me that would ever want that. But I think that would be easier
to take
than
literally.
Yes,
I agree.
Than the full on.
I just don't ever want
to
reverse that position. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want my lady receives.
I'll be honest. I feel like a girl that wants to do that, it's not for them to be gentle.
No, they want.
It's
they want to go to town.
You know what I mean? It's not
shred,
for. Yeah, like it's not for them to be a cautious, gentle lover. It is to punish. So pass for now. Pass for now.
For now, you never know.
Yeah,
give him a couple more years.
Yeah, life is weird.
He may change. Coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, it's idiot criminals of the day. How did two people try and poison their boss? Let's find out about that. Shall we?
Yeah.
The idiot criminal of the day.
Today's criminals are 30-year-old Hunter Howard and 47-year-old Andrew Dottie. Both work as security guards at a resort on Hilton Head in South Carolina. Or they used to.
Okay.
They don't anymore because they just got arrested the other day after trying to poison their boss with eye drops.
Oh,
give them diarrhea.
The diarrhea trick.
Well, there's actually an ingredient in eye drops that can lower your blood pressure. And if you ingest enough of it, your heart can start beating dangerously slow.
Well, that's scary, but also I think you will crap your brains out way before that happens.
But I saw that in Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
That's the first time I ever saw that.
Yeah, but I think that's legit. I think.
They put a bunch of eye drops in a coffee maker that only the supervisor used.
Mm.
It's not clear how many drops they put in or if it was enough to kill him. Luckily, he is going to be okay. Another employee found out about their scheme and told management. They called the cops, who showed up and arrested them for tampering with a human drug product or food item. That's a felony. And these two idiots are now facing up to 20 years in prison. There's their mugshots. They look like unlikely buddies.
Yes.
They had a common hatred. Sometimes,
yeah. Yeah, they did. They must have been at lunch sometime. We're like, yeah, we should get that guy, huh?
I hate that guy.
I'd like him to have diarrhea all day.
That'd be so funny. I'd love that.
Why don't we take it a step further?
Yep.
Let's kill him.
I'm guessing they just wanted him to have violent diarrhea.
Yeah. That's not a murdery one.
No. What sucks, though, is you don't realize, like, your little diarrhea plot. If you just did it too much, it leads to death. And so that's the charges that are on the table. It's like, no, I just wanted him to poop his pants. Go to jail for 20 years.
20 years behind bars. Yeah. And that's why you're our idiot criminals of the day.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.